Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you have any suggestions for our trivia or our list segment that happened at the end of the show, you can holler at us on Twitter at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, at TSB Pod.
There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River. Rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River. Rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil barge.
What a way to kick off baseball, a rain delayed six-inning game, and this fucking direct fest of a fucking NLS game.
You know, I would really love to be watching baseball right now, but the MLB package has everything blacked out. I got point of knowing somebody who has T-Mobile to get the MLB TV thing for free. If you can fucking watch the games that are on ESPN. It's like all the, so am I getting this right? Like all the nationally televised games are blacked out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is going to be all the games, right?
A lot of them, yeah, because ESPN way bought in this year on the package. They got to adjust it, I feel like.
Yeah.
They might not, but.
Okay. And then let's add on to that, seeing as we live in Eugene, Oregon. They also consider us to be in the region of Seattle, Washington. So we can't watch any Mariners games because those are blacked out. They also consider us to be in the region of the Bay Area. So you can't watch any Giants or A's games.
Thank God again.
Fantastic. Man. I think I said it on Twitter, right? I was like, go Marlins?
All right.
I guess I'm a Rangers fan now. Jesus.
You can be a fan of the Baltimore Blue Jays.
Can I go
jump
the fucking Ferry Street Bridge? That's what I'm a fan of right now. Jesus.
Though, because you mentioned the Rangers. It's funny that this year they opened up.
Rangers anecdote.
Well, it's just funny that this year they opened up a billion-dollar ballpark when their old ballpark was perfectly fine and like 22 years old.
Yep.
I was going to say, that was built like late 90s, fan. Right?
That was a great stadium, fans. Too. It was a great stadium. I don't know anybody who didn't like it.
They said it was too hot, which
– You're
it's
in
fucking Texas.
Well, that's their fault for building a stadium with no roof. Yeah. Like in the late 90s. Like we had the technology.
Well,
we knew that – it was 105 degrees every day.
Here's the thing I don't understand. If they can spend however many billions of dollars they spend on a new ballpark, can't they spend like half that to just build a roof on the existing stadium? Is that not a thing they can just do?
I mean, there's probably permits and like
permits.
Structural integrity. I mean, I feel like those roofs are pretty heavy. So you don't want to be a little, you know, you got to be kind of perfect on those.
Well, you got to build them strong enough to hold off all like all that snow that's going to fall in Texas, right?
Well,
like,
you never know. It does snow in Texas. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in August, but.
You could build one like a carport, just like not attached to the actual, you know, stadium.
Four sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
A 5-gallon bucket of cement.
Yep. You're good to go.
You know what
it does? That wind doesn't pick up.
You know what it does do in July? It apparently fucking dumps rain during fucking opening day. How beautiful is that?
You wait four months
for organized sports in the United States of America that's not MLS, and you get fucking dumped on. Sure. That's like poetry.
Book CGs for Garrett Cole. And and Scherzer, I think he went the distance too.
He did too, yeah.
Yeah.
And he came out of that game with a money gif. Ugh. Did you guys catch that when he was like
No, but I did catch a gif.
Oh boy. All right. I was going to take a sip of my drink. Now I'm fucking hot.
Now move along, move along, move along.
Let's go. Yeah, there are some topics we can address on a podcast. That's not one of them. I don't think we'd survive the internet. All right. Imagine, if you will, a world in which a professional football team calls themselves football team.
I mean, everyone's been saying for 30 years that soccer has arrived in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I feel like soccer has arrived now, because now an NFL team is just
Washington
FT.
Washington FT.
It's like DC FT.
Oh, I legitimately hope that happens. Oh, it couldn't have happened to a douchier team. My goodness. He keeps making really good decision after really good decision. Like, he's impressive, Dan Snyder. He's like leapfrogging
that guy.
I'm half hoping he's so arrogant and condescending that he'll just make the team name like the Washington Snyders or something, like the Schneid pieces, you know, something with his name in it, just to like stick it to, you know, NFL and everyone for making them change the team name.
You know, I was looking up the information about how much like FedEx was actually paying them to name the stadium and how much they were kind of holding over his head. And I saw the amount. So they signed the contract in 1999, and it goes until 2027. And it was $205 million for the whole time, like $205 million flat fee for all of those years. And I'm like, that seems fucking low, right? Like 1999, like, that's a lot of money back then, but like for that amount of time to name a stadium. And then I looked up how much the Mariners got from T-Mobile last year, because T-Mobile paid them to name it until for the next like 30 years. It was like 25 or 30 years or something like that. And they got like $85 million for it.
Whoa.
That's it. It's like $3 million per. Like, bro, that doesn't pay for a middle reliever. Like, you can do better than that, can't you?
Are the Mariners still owned by Nintendo?
I believe so, yeah.
Because, like, if they were, couldn't they just be, like, Animal Crossing Park?
Right.
And Nintendo, the ownership group, pays $150 million for 10 years, but they're just going to recoup it all tenfold.
No-brainer.
Or is that, like, a Ponzi scheme?
It's a no-brainer. Like, why wouldn't they have, like, Nintendo figures, like, outside the stadium, just lining the outside parts? Like, why is Mario not outside of that baseball park?
There's got to be something in the owner's agreement that
there has
doesn't
to be.
Let them do that.
There has to be.
Again, because that's all people would do. They would buy
a team
purely to promote their other company.
Huh.
But they do have the like behind home plate advertisement. You see Nintendo stuff. Yeah. I wonder
that's true.
If they have to pay for it. They probably get a nice rate on it. But
so they're paying themselves money?
Yeah.
So that's why Jerry Jones doesn't have like oil rigs like
in front
of Texas Stadium? Okay, that makes sense. He did oil, right?
Yeah, he's oil money.
Yeah, okay. I said that, and then I was thinking, like, I actually have no idea how Jerry Jones.
I mean, it was 50-50 in Texas, billionaire.
No, yeah, 50-50 shot, right?
Could have been railroad money, maybe.
Exactly.
That was still a thing.
All right, so you guys are watching baseball right now, right? You have baseball on?
Yeah.
I did, but not anymore.
So opening day. So
Mookie just got his first hit with the Dodgers and wanted the baseball.
Okay. Any like hot takes on opening day baseball? Are you feeling good about it?
Well, I mean, Juan Soto.
Pop-tot
for the vid.
Yeah. Pop-tot for the vid.
Yeah.
I did see on the bottom line, it had like how he could get back to play. He just has to pass
like 2 weeks, right?
Two tests, and then he's good to go. So.
Was he showing symptoms or anything?
No, he was asymptomatic in it. Right. But, you know, who knows how long. He could just be out in – I saw –
Then it doesn't even count, man. Just throw in a mask and get him out there. Fuck. What are we even talking about?
The Sox just shut down E-Rod because he's having, like, I don't know, complications from – because he had COVID. He was, like, one of the early players that had it.
Yeah.
and now he's having some sort of complications from it. They didn't really elaborate
that sounds,
on it. But
that sounds pleasant.
That's what I've been hearing is, like, people who had it, had the lung part of it, it, like, scars their lungs. And so it's something that's never going to go away for the rest of their lives. That's why we're taking this seriously, right? Like, that's why we're all out there wearing masks, right? Is because we don't want people to go through that.
I am.
Right.
Jesus.
Especially the one position in the game of baseball that requires, like, the most work on your lungs, a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be a baseball player in the big leagues, playing first base. You have a good chance of probably not even running in that game.
Pinch runner. They might be pinch runner and pitcher. I think that's it. And pinch runner only plays, like, half an inning of one game at a time.
They don't, at max, they only have to go 270 feet also because they ain't getting on – they're already on first.
Exactly. Yeah, it depends on
– that was some quick math there.
You are.
Right?
I don't know. 90 times 3, is that what that was?
Yeah, that was.
Damn. Shit.
Hey, I wasn't going to, like, second guess him. I didn't feel like pulling up my calculator. I do that shit at work. I do that shit at work all the time. You're going to make me do math right now? No.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just baseball. Again, with no fan noise, I enjoy it without the fan noise. So, yeah. And then
I like the cardboard cutouts.
The cutouts on people, yeah. I did see something. It was some Chicago White Sox fan bought like 1,000 cutouts of himself and is going to have them behind the first base dugout
for
the White Sox home opener. Yeah, all just him. Just fucking really, if they could exploit this to make money and have some funny, you know, cutouts and things like that, I mean, I'm all there for it.
Well, what do you think about Fox's announcement today that their game of the week is going to have CGI full stadium fans?
Oh, that's bullshit.
I don't mind it. It's once a week. That's fine. And well, the odds are. What are the odds of you actually watching the Sunday afternoons? I guess it's Fox. So Saturday afternoon, Orioles
It's usually an NL. They like to be an NL team, I've noticed.
So yeah, are you really going to watch the Cardinals anyway?
No, I don't watch Cardinals.
Of course not.
Yeah. I decided to check out the Mariners inter-squad game last night just to see what it was like. The fake crowd noise, I actually dig it with baseball. It adds so much. Like, if you don't have that, like, little hum in the background of just random people making sounds, it's fucking weird. Like, being able to hear everything in baseball is weird.
It's weird. It is weird.
Other sports is fine. Like, basketball's fine because we've all been to the YMCA and we've all played pickup games and we know what that sounds like.
Well,
that feels more natural than, like, nothing. Like, just fucking vacuum of sound.
Did you see the clip from the Heat scrimmage yesterday in the bubble?
No.
So I haven't watched a bunch of scrimmages.
I did watch Nurk today, though.
But the Heat game, because they had the big screen all the way across and then the screens across the baselines.
Yeah.
And it was just like it was like the middle of the first quarter and whoever they were playing had the ball and all of a sudden it was this big old let's go heat and it was so loud for this little tiny little basketball. It was so weird and I know they're playing with it though.
Yeah,
but it was so aggressive for the tiny little court and it was louder. That was louder than any Heat home game ever in the finals. Pretty much.
That's a good point.
Even in the finals they're not loud until the second quarter.
That's a good point. Are you guys excited for NBA? Like, watching the Blazers actually play an exhibition today actually got me a little bit excited. Like, more than I thought I would be.
Yeah.
Watching Nurk and Collins and watching CJ just brick that dunk earlier, it actually made me miss basketball. And I was like, oh, fuck. All right, I'll watch some pickup basketball that actually matters in the record book. Sure, why not?
See, my thing is, it's all going to be weird.
It is, yeah.
Baseball, basketball, football. It's all going to be weird, but it's just some semblance of normal. Even though you watch it, it's clearly not normal.
Right.
So I'm cool. I'm excited.
See, I think it's fine. They air enough random weird basketball game. Like,
yeah,
a lot of whatever, like the Big Three, and there was that other tournament that like that $1 million tournament that just finished up. Yeah. I mean, we've seen enough, you know, kind of games like that where there's like minimal crowd. Or I mean, even the summer league games are barely people there.
Yeah.
So I think enough people have watched it now that they should be at least somewhat used to it without, you know, the raucous arenas of, you know, going on in the game. But
it is going to be so,
it's going to be a little, yeah. I think people, you know, adjust quickly to it.
Yeah. It'll be weird though. Like
in the playoffs,
second round of the playoffs. Yeah, the first round of the playoffs in the NBA just stink.
Yeah.
So who cares anyway?
You're playing games in Atlanta where that nobody shows up to.
Exactly. Yeah. Charlotte, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Orlando always hosts a game or two.
Yeah.
The way to getting swept. But once they start like getting far enough in, where like at the end of the game they're handing out like conference trophies, or
yeah.
It's gonna be so MVPs. Weird.
Yeah,
MVP. So weird.
You're the MVP of games you played four months ago.
Well, did you see that when the Blazers took the court today, they were hyping up the non-existent fans?
Yeah.
CJ doing air high fives.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
That was good.
But yeah, it'll be weird once they actually matter.
Yeah, it will. But again, I'm gonna watch them. I'll tune in.
And like I watched, like
I'll watch my Zers being commentated by Jordan Kent now.
I watch about 5 minutes of the Lakers Mavericks tonight. And then I think they benched all the players mid second quarter, so it didn't matter. But this is when like the big guns were in.
Yeah.
And so it was like Luka, AD, and LeBron. And like the 5 minutes I watched, they looked so big on that tiny like it's just so awesome. Condensed that like AD dribbling it and passing it to LeBron I was like, oh my god, they're playing in like a kid's sports gym.
They're giant.
They're like, giant.
You don't actually realize how giant they are watching normal games.
Right. Yeah. The spatial, it's bizarre.
Especially compared to guys like AD. Like LeBron looks tiny compared to AD. LeBron is a huge, he's 6'8". He's 6'8", like 250. He's a huge person.
You see the beard he was wearing, rocking today?
Gray beard?
Yeah, got the gray going on down at the bottom.
I dig it, man. He needs to fully embrace that shit.
I think so, too.
Stop fighting it, dude. You're our age now, man.
Imagine if he won the title this year with a gray beard and balding. And he looked like a guy from 1975, like Nate Thurmond or whatever.
Yes. I saw someone call him Kimbo Slice, and I can't unsee it now. I can't unsee it.
Embrace the grayness, embrace the balding. Fucking let it roll, man. Come on. You got kids? Your kid's in high school now, man. You're old. Deal with it. I mean, I guess if I had, you know, billions of dollars, I'd probably do all that shitty.
The quarantine LeBron comparison that kills me is the Delroy Lindo comparison. Because he looks about as old as Delroy.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Delroy's looked that way since the 80s, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's the same for 40 years.
True.
Yeah. Again, own it. Because it's not going to get better from this point. Just own it and just be that way for the rest of your days. It's okay, man.
So, like, when I heard that comparison and then I finally got around to watching the Spike Lee joint, I guess you can't call them movies, they're all joints,
yeah,
The Five Bloods, and there's that scene where Delroy is dancing in the club. I was like, that's going to be what LeBron looks like if he wins the title in Orlando. Just old, slow. Yeah.
White man's overbite, even though he's not white.
Yeah.
Oh, we might have to release this on YouTube or something. People watch this one because that was fucking money. Hey, real quick, I got a correction from last week.
Oh, what?
From Kurt. He said Cody Kemp was not the starter of the 2007 UCLA game, like you said he was.
That was Brady Leaf.
Yeah,
he got hurt. His ankle got hurt.
So Brady Leaf broke his ankle on the opening drive. Justin Roper also came in and then was also terrible. And then Cody Kemp was more terrible, obviously. So that's our correction. We actually had one. How about that? It's nice to know the 14 people listening are holding us accountable.
16.
16. Yeah, yeah. Well, because we also listen. So
17.
17, yeah. Again, I'm not doing math, guys. I'm not doing math. What do you guys think of the Mookie deal?
What the hell of a deal.
I'm glad the Red Sox didn't fucking make that deal.
What? You crying poor as a Red Sox fan?
I'm not sure I buy
we
that.
We don't have the money. I'm not sure I buy that.
I don't think I buy that, Ski.
Doesn't the Red Sox owner like own like Chelsea or something? Like,
isn't it Liverpool? Pretty sure John Henry owns
Liverpool?
Yeah. Owns the world.
And he can't afford to pay Mookie?
Yeah, he owns the team that won the Premier League, dude.
They offered him $30 million a year.
It's poverty.
Yeah. Right. He's got to feed his kids, man. Come on.
Have you seen the taxes in liberal Massachusetts? Right. It's poverty.
Well, have you seen the taxes in L.A. he's going to have to deal with?
Shit. Well, he could live.
Yeah, man. Call Liz Warren and get that situation fixed so you can re-sign
why do you think Kobe moved to Orange County?
Right.
The taxes are a little more lenient in the O.C.
No, it's one of those ones you always say, King. They're going to be paying Mookie $35 million a year from age 35 to 40.
Oh, they'll never work out.
No, and that just kills a – that could kill a franchise right there for a decade.
How old is Mookie?
27?
27, 8, 20 – yeah, 27 or 28, yeah, because it's 12 years, yeah.
Well, and like
– that's going to be an old man making a whole bunch of money for that.
You're going to have a good 7 years if he stays healthy. You just got to hope you win it then.
And it's also team-dependent because let's say he signed a 10-year deal, $300 million with the Red Sox, and they won one World Series, two? Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that really mean anything? Because they've won four in, like, 15 years. So in the next 10, he's got to win, like, three to, like, really move the needle.
Can I say?
In L.A., if he just wins one.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they haven't won since 88, it's a little different.
Yeah, can I say one is enough?
In L.A., sure.
No, I think it might be anywhere other than New York and Boston, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Literally anywhere else.
Well, the Giants, I mean, they've got them.
That's a tricky one, though, because the Giants are
– By the way, check out the Giants. Next game, next time you have an opportunity, check out the Giants and check out Hunter Pence's pants.
I'm watching right now. That's his playing.
They're above his thighs now.
They're mid-thigh. Weird. They're mid-thigh, and he's got the black socks that go up to him. It's one of the best looks I've ever seen.
Then you got an old panda rocking like a quad XL jersey right now. Yikes.
He's a big boy.
He drove in a run today though, right?
Speaking of, Pablo, he's a big contract in Boston that washed out, kicked him out, and they won a World Series.
They had a lot of contracts that were killing him for about 4 years.
That Chris Sale one's about to kill him here in a couple years.
All right. No, but the more thing for the Dodgers is they still got to pay, like, Bellinger. I mean, they're going to – there's no way they're going to be able to keep Kershaw coming up, too. So it's
– I don't know if they'll want to.
Well, if the Astros quit cheating, he might actually win some playoff games.
But, see, the funny thing about, like, the Dodgers is that, like, they're owned by, like, the Guggenheims. I don't really know what the Guggenheims do. I just know they own art across the world. And if you own art across the world, you might as well just own the world.
Yeah, the cool thing about that is if you need money to pay somebody, you just flip like six or seven paintings and you got it.
Oh, that Mookie contract? Here's the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Here's a few Van Goghs. Picasso?
Whatever.
Right, we'll throw in a Picasso. Let's go.
Hey, it's abstract. Whatever.
are we disappointed in the fact that people can't openly boo the Astros?
Absolutely.
Like, you brought up the Astros. Like, they deserve it. They really do. And they're not going to get it. So, like, I was thinking about this because it now is on the other players. So, like, the fans can't do it. And we saw some of this during the exhibition games, too. Like, a guy needs to get hit in the upper body area every single
game. Two guys just got drilled yesterday.
Yes.
That means Altuve and Springer.
Yeah, and I think Altuve kind of is day-to-day. He's out for a little bit, getting drilled in, like, the hand or wrist area.
Oh, did they hit the camera or whatever? Whoops. Yeah, so he needs to adjust his jersey or something. He doesn't take his shirt off. I don't know if you heard that.
But the thing is, does this last the entire season, people drilling Astros players?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
it's a short season.
every time they face a new team, it's just like, all
yeah,
right, let's,
probably just the first game.
Let's
you
get
know,
ours
come out the whole
this.
Four game series, but yeah, that first game, absolutely.
Well, that's going to be really shitty for the first three hitters in their lineup because they're going to be the guys who get hit every single.
Well, then eventually, yeah, after about a month, teams got to switch it up.
Yeah,
where they wait till like it's the seventh hitter and then bang, right in the ribs.
It's shitty.
You never know where it's coming.
It's shitty that like pitchers aren't hitting anymore either, because you can't take your shots at pitchers either. So, oh well, it is what it is. You're limited. Take what you can get. We'll see. So the Blue Jays apparently tried to play in Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh wouldn't let them play in Pittsburgh. So the Blue Jays don't currently have a place to play baseball games.
Nope.
And the opening day is today. So
the
season has begun. They don't have their first home game until it's like a couple weeks, right? Or it's like a week and a half.
I think it's like a week and a half.
Yeah. So they have to find a place to play baseball games in the next week and a half. That's what I'm getting.
They just like someone approached the Orioles and they're talking about splitting Camden Yards with them.
The city of Baltimore like has to okay that though. And we know how, you know, quick city governments work. And so they got to, like, convene the city council to talk about if they want to let the Pirates play baseball there. Also, how do you work out that schedule? Because if you have home games on the same day, you can't exactly do that. So now are they going to change the schedule around? Like,
well, one thing I was reading today is that worst case scenario is that – some of the games the Orioles play against, like the AL East, if they play in Fenway or Yankee Stadium, they'll just be the home team instead of the road team, even though they're clearly.
You can just make the Blue Jays play like an afternoon game anytime there's a, you know, an overlap. They could get it done if they really want to get it done.
Yeah.
But I was thinking there's so many minor league parks right now that are empty. How could they not find a minor league park to play these games in?
If there
no
aren't
fans.
Fans there, but you need the MLB like lines, like you need the walls, you need the distance, right?
I mean, a lot of them are regulation distance for it. I was thinking it might be more for filming purposes, but and maybe accommodations. You know, these big leaguers don't want to slum it back in the minors clubhouses anymore.
That would be pretty fantastic, by the way.
I mean,
well, like, look
King
up.
Remembers,
well, you the thing right. is they were going to – so their AAA affiliate is Buffalo, right? Uh-huh. I mean, I can see why they don't want to live in Buffalo. Yeah. I get it.
It's still not far, though.
But if you look at their stadium, the Buffalo – I think it's like Sahlen Field, Sahlen Field, something like that. It looks almost like a minor league park, and they're like, nah, not good enough.
Right.
So they're not going to accept, like, the Durham Bulls stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're not going to play home games.
Bingo!
You gotta figure it out, dude. I love that the entire country said, nah.
We're good.
Nah, you're not playing. The entire country said no, and then also an entire city said no.
Well, I mean, that should have been, like, an extremely big red flag that, like, MLB's non-bubble system is it's a little sketch. I think it is. It's a little sketch.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It just takes one. Like, you don't know what happened with Soto right now. I mean, this is what they're worried about. All of a sudden, you can lose half a team. Asymptomatic guy comes in. You know, you hang around the dugout.
I do wonder, though, going forward. Like, let's go forward 4 weeks. If more guys are popping hot, but they're all asymptomatic, I wonder if they'll kind of be like, you know what? Until we have three guys that go, you know, test positive and are asymptomatic, then we'll readjust.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll take, you know what I mean? If they get a little more lenient as we go on, they might. It's all about money.
I know.
It's all about money.
That's such a bad look, though. It's such a bad
look. Kind of a bad look.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but three, is that really that bad? I mean, we can make it work.
We got 32 players on the roster. Three.
We're testing them every day. It's only three.
Oh. That's why they expanded the roster, is just in case you get some of those corona pops.
Yeah.
So like,
those
I was
extra guys.
And they expanded the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they just agreed to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like 2 o'clock. Yeah. Like 2 hours before they absolutely had to.
Like, by the way, Jesus.
I mean, it's another money grab. Good on them.
Opening day, they agree to the playoff schedule.
I'm for it. It's wacky.
To make a three-game series now, that's.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the season is bullshit anyways. Might as well just.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for any gimmicky shit any league can do because who cares?
It is baseball after all.
They did say they could run so the season, the postseason, if you, like, play the max amount of games, you could play another, like, 65 games in the postseason.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So they're going to get their full season in.
Yeah, they're going to get plenty of extra games.
Hey, man, they got to make that cardboard cutout money.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it is what it is. When the Soto news leaked earlier, you know, all the MLB guys kind of started writing their pieces, and they're writing about, well, you know, they should have done the bubble, you know, which in theory makes sense, right? Arizona, Florida, there's already all these little minor league things, if you can get them to agree, which clearly we can't because not even the Jays will. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, God, that's going to be really hot, right? And then I was like, holy fuck. Now that I think about it, like when I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock, MLS is playing games at 9 o'clock in Florida. So their players don't melt.
That old 6 a.m. West Coast.
6 a.m. soccer game between the Dynamo and the Crew.
Yeah.
And why do people say MLS is minor leagues? Why do people say that?
It's the old Cal Maryland Pac-12 kickoff time, right?
Oh, so good.
The 8 a.m. Pacific time. Hey, speaking of the Pac-12, so they said this week that they're going to have 10 games total. And they're apparently going to start September 19th. And that's what they're saying. They're like, this is our plan for the season. So over-under, I'm going to set the over-under. How many days until they go back on that? I'm going to set it, so it's the 23rd right now, about to be the 24th. I'm going to say 15 days.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Like I said, no, I think they're looking at this, how baseball's working and shit like that, to see if, you know, how they do with it. Maybe they can adjust off it too also, but yeah, it's going to be plenty. Yeah, like I said, 15 days, that's a good call.
I don't get where their logic's at, because they cut out the non-conference games to limit exposure. And to limit the amount of times you're sending kids on the road to go to different places and expose themselves and the whole team to situations that aren't under their control. And so now, after doing that, you add more games back to the schedule and you're still going to have to travel. Like, that doesn't make sense.
They're keeping it regional, at least, in their eyes.
It doesn't make sense. So then why are you telling Portland State they can't play whoever?
Because they're Portland State.
Because they don't make you any money.
That's fine. Portland State needs their money, though. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
They do.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it defeats – so, you know, I think Oregon State was going to play Portland State, right? Were they?
I think Portland State was going to play Oregon State and like Arizona.
Yeah, that was it. And so now, I mean, fucking Corvallis to Portland? Like, that's the easiest, shortest, most contained trip that you can possibly take in this entire conference.
It is very silly.
Other than, like, you know, USC to UCLA or something like that.
Or Eugene to Corvallis.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But why are we getting rid of that? To add, you know, Oregon going to Utah or Utah going to Oregon or whatever the fuck it's going to be. Where's your fucking head at? Like, these are supposed to be, like, places of higher education. They're not that smart.
Well, money beats education on things.
Yeah.
I saw a thing
but
that...
again, how are you making money?
I saw a thing that said if the Big Ten doesn't play any games this year,
yeah,
the Big Ten will lose $1 billion in revenue. Yeah. And that's just that one conference.
But again, here's my question. So you're going to make money on the TV deal. Yeah. Where else are you going to make money?
That's it. I mean, they
cutouts.
Yeah.
Again, you're not having fans in the stadium. So you're not making revenue for ticket sales. You're not making revenue for selling beer. Like, none of that stuff. Where are you making money?
I mean, they're not. But, it's just a big panic. Like Ski was saying, the Big Ten came out with their announcement today, and Wisconsin came out with their own separate one where if they don't play fall sports, they're going to lose $100 million this year. That's a lot of money. So I think these ADs are just going to keep kicking the can down the road until about August 7th, and then they're going to be like, okay, now we really need to get serious.
Yeah. Well, we're starting to see high school – leagues do it like Washington State, just
California,
California. They moved all their stuff to the spring. And so, that's actually proactive thinking. That's kind of reading the room, seeing where, if there's a possible vaccine by then. That's a long time from now. And so you're at least giving yourself an opportunity to play the season, because as it is right now, you're kind of fucking hamstringing yourself. I mean, you could do this plan, like this 10-game schedule. You can do this in the spring. And if there's still not a vaccine by then, so be it. You play the games in front of nobody. But if there is, then you're getting asses in the seats and you're making your revenue again. So why aren't you just making that decision? Like, it's
because if you're the Clemson guy or the Ohio State guy, you're going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's back up on the spring thing. Right. Our quarterbacks, they're not actually going to play with us.
Not going to play. Yeah,
our D-line, not going to play with us in the spring.
They're going to be getting drafted while the season is going on.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can't remember who I saw say they came out and said they were talking to players that said they were not playing spring.
Oh, absolutely.
So, no. Panay Sewell's not playing.
Yeah, like we said last week, the Holland, Sewell, bubble guys, they won't play. And it's all just a money grab, and they're kicking it, kicking the can. Because is it next Friday? I think it's next Friday that allegedly the SEC is going to make the biggest decision ever.
They SEC! Won't.
They'll do the same thing. They'll put it off for 10 days.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what if, all these teams, they play, conference-only schedule. Are they going to try to run bowls? Or maybe just run the playoffs? I mean, or is it just going to be, all right, you are 10-0. I guess you're the champion.
Yeah, right?
We better not let UW go 9-1 or they're going to claim another fucking title.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they might at 8-2. Yeah. 7-3. I think they have claimed a title at 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3.
With this 10-game schedule, they're still differentiating like Pac-12 North, Pac-12 South and stuff, right? They're still doing that? Yeah.
I mean, as of now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't see it. I really don't. But we've been saying that for a couple months now.
I mean, it's just logic. And like we've said before, if nothing else, because of all the, to win the Pac-12, it's Arizona's hybrid. Cal is distance learning. Wazoo is distance learning. I mean, there's a bunch of them that are – Clemson is distance learning. Clemson is distance learning.
Yeah.
And like we've said last week, the thing that's going to hold it up is that they know if they send them back when there's no students, they can argue for that they're employees and they can start a union, and then the NCAA wants no part of that. And if I was them, I wouldn't either, because they're making a lot of free money.
It is funny to me that all of our discussions revolve around sports, and none of that happens if the kids aren't going to school.
Absolutely.
So, and the schools don't give a fuck about sports. Like they do, they make revenue from it, but in terms of student safety and whether or not they're going to come to class or not, they don't give a fuck.
Well, the overwhelming amount of schools make more off student fees than Central Michigan football.
Football pays for a lot, but it doesn't pay for that much.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, because football, it ends up just going back into other athletics, so it's...
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. No, that pays for the non-revenue sports. Not yeah. really much else. The donors are there for sports, and the donors might build a wing or something like that, but other than that, the revenue's not going anywhere else. Like, football revenue is not going to build a science center.
But football will make Uncle Phil build you a science center.
Goddamn right. Okay, so I assume you guys saw the... So how are you feeling about the Kraken? How are you feeling about it?
I think
the jokes on Twitter were worth it.
Welcome to the crack house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what was it? What was the pigeons or whatever? The
like the Rain City bitch pigeons?
Rain City bitch pigeons. That was it. That's what I think. I said that's what I think every Seattle sports team should just be called from now on.
the name is kind of silly. Yeah. But whatever, they're sticking with the nautical theme. Seahawks, Mariners, Sounders. But the secondary, see there that the yeah. the first logo with the S yeah. and the tentacle in the middle, the eye, it reminds me of the No Fear Eye from the 90s.
Reminds you of what?
The No Fear Eye.
Oh, yeah.
Fear.
Yeah.
But the secondary logo with the anchor and then the space needle coming out of it is pretty sick. I'll give you credit.
I'm with it.
Pretty dope.
I'm actually with it. Like I don't think it's bad. I'm happy they have hockey. Professional hockey's closer. I'm into it. Like it's cool. It'll work.
The thing that I didn't quite understand.
It's still shittle, but whatever.
The thing I didn't quite understand today on social media was like people in Oregon who were like, "Well, cool. Now I have a hockey team to root for." Uh-huh. And I'm like, "Hey,
no.
I see you in the fall."
Yeah.
You hate the Huskies. You're not a Seahawks fan. And you wear a scarf. Somehow the MLS season is 18 months a year. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah,
they wear a scarf 18 months a year.
Yeah.
Chanting like PTFC and build a bonfire and put shittle on the top.
Yeah.
So you don't like Seattle. How are you going to join us on the dark side?
Yeah.
Be a fake San Jose Shark fan like me.
Yes. Or the Knights. Let's not act like everybody wasn't a Knights fan last year.
Like saying that if you want a new team, yeah, the Golden Knights were a fucking perfect team.
Way cooler. I couldn't do the Knights once I saw their like pre-game like thing they did.
You're a Shark fan.
Well, but it looked like a night out at medieval times where they're like riding horses up in the rafters to give you a big chicken bone. It was, they got a castle in the rafters. It's just so weird. I can't.
A glass of mead.
Do they sell flagons of ale?
I think so. Like the clips of Marcus Arroyo clanging the bell or whatever, the castle bell. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, you know the Seattle team's going to be super gimmicky, too, with stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Well, their number one sponsor is Kraken Rum. I saw that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's going to be
so you wonder why maybe they chose Kraken as it.
Unofficially. Unofficially the reason why.
Interesting.
Do they change after that sponsorship runs out?
Yeah. Probably. You know, Seagram's half of that.
Yeah, Seagram's. Captain Morgan.
Yeah, the pinnacles.
I'm surprised they didn't go pirate theme with it.
Yeah.
I mean, Kraken's kind of bordering on, you know, it's piratey theme.
Yeah, it's in the neighborhood. I saw some dork say that it's a Atlantic Ocean thing, the Kraken.
It's not real.
You're such a dork.
It's like a Norse mythology.
It's fake, right?
I would say, in defense of that dork, who is clearly a dork, and I will admit to this being a dorky moment, I was like, you're like on a series of lakes and sounds. You're not on the like ocean.
Yeah.
Like I don't even know if the Kraken could get through the Orcas Island spit or whatever up there. I don't know.
Come on, man.
But I let it. I didn't. I'm embarrassed to even say it out loud. But I did think that earlier. I was like, you're not really on the ocean.
Hey, they could have been like the Loch Ness monsters.
They could have been.
They're an inland fucking fictional thing.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question about the Kraken. Now, can it go on land?
No.
This fictional Kraken. I know it's this huge monster. It has to be underwater.
I mean, I'm sure it could come out and reach like the Pike Street, the public market, and bring that in, but it couldn't go much further.
Huh. You could hit some fucking nasty wristers and slap shots, that's for sure.
The blue line!
I did like this.
Peter Meyer!
I did like this Seattle Karens logo, too.
That is good. That was a quick, Photoshop.
Pretty good work. You know who posted that? The city of Kent, Washington.
Social media guy a raise.
And by the way, if you have not seen that page, go look at that page. It is fucking funny. Legitimately funny. Whoever is running that page, like whatever intern they hired, the city of Kent, Washington, is killing it right now.
That's funny.
Go check that out. I love the sideways one with the Karen hair and the Starbucks cup. That's brilliant.
Though, before we move on from the hot Kraken talk.
Oh, wait, you don't want to get to the Mike Tyson fight yet? Okay.
Your official NHL podcast.
Yeah.
Rister, biscuit in the basket. What time? Okay, that's about all I know.
There we go. We're just making sound. We're just making ASR for people.
That was a very roamy buzzer sound there.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, oh, good for Seattle. You know, now they got, football, baseball, hockey. They'll eventually get basketball. And then I was like, Portland might get baseball. Like, maybe. But then I was like, damn, of all the four major sports in America, Portland has the one that is least conducive for a bad winter weather white city that's not big to thrive in. It's impossible in the NBA.
Yeah.
Unless you hit, the lottery, But I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. Because in the NFL, any team can win, really. Yeah. The Bengals could win if they didn't have shitty owners, and it's fucking Cincinnati.
You literally can win anywhere.
Anywhere.
As long as
hockey's random.
Yeah.
Baseball. You might not win the World Series, but the A's they pay $15 bucks a year and get into the playoffs all the time.
If the owners will pay for it, your team could be competitive for sure.
Yeah, no, A's are the farm system of everybody else. They make the playoffs with really, really good players. They got Gold Glovers on the corners. And those Gold Glovers aren't going to be there very long. I think we know how this works.
Yes.
Oh, Chapman is so good.
Chappy.
I'm really going to miss him. Like,
he's going to be awesome in the Sox.
He's playing for the
Sox got a bunch of
Yeah.
Sox got a lot of fucking money freed up now.
The Sox fans complaining about Mookie. They're just going to pick off someone else's best player in a year.
Oh, yeah.
It's always Oakland. So, have at it.
It is what it is.
Fuck it. We'll have, three other really good early 20s players in a couple of years anyways, and then – a couple years after that, they'll be on the Red Sox or the Yankees too. Fuck it. It is what it's the circle of A's fandom. This is fucking bullshit. All right, you wanted to talk Tyson Roy Jones Jr., right, Ski?
I just want to see the fight. It's not gonna be great.
No.
It's not gonna be good.
Here's my question, because
they're both old. 45 and 42 or something like that?
No, I think it's 54 and 51.
Excuse me, 50, yeah.
But here's the problem. They haven't changed weight classes. And so Mike Tyson is going to absolutely fucking destroy Roy Jones Jr. Like, are you kidding me? Like, literally one punch.
Roy has packed some LBs on since his fighting days, so he might be up there. And Mike's been slim, post-retirement, too.
That's what I'm saying. He's still a heavyweight. Like, Mike Tyson is still humongous. He might kill Roy Jones Jr. Like, he might die in the ring.
Especially if you watched maybe the last, I'll say, three fights Roy Jones Jr. had of his career.
Not great.
Oh, God, no.
Does he still have that Air Jordan money? Is he still on Team Jordan?
I don't know. He's making that HBO money.
Yeah. Hey.
And he's probably got some of them rap game residuals from some of his albums.
That's why Allen Iverson will never be broke, by the way. It's because of that right, Jewels the, album he did.
The sick residuals from that.
Jewels.
So good.
I think everyone's kind of just hoping for a bloodbath of Tyson just. But the thing is, you know, it's not going to be, they're not going to be able to do much after three rounds.
Yeah, that's so what I was going to
say. Even how great a shape they're in, it's a fucking tough sport. But they're just hoping Tyson just lands some blows and just destroys Rodren Jr.
Neither of these guys is like Herschel Walker, you know, in their 50s doing Ironman competitions and stuff like that. Like, I think three rounds is pretty good. I think that's a good number.
But they put it at 10, so we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
they know.
I would legitimately like to see that. What's the betting line? Ski, you got to find out the betting line on that. Them making it to 10 rounds.
Oh.
You bet $5, you make $1 million.
Oh, it'll be 50,000 to one.
I'm saying it. And you're into the undercard, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to see that?
With Nate Robinson and was it Aaron Paul?
Jake Paul, I think. Paul.
Jake Paul?
Yeah.
That YouTube guy? So didn't he fight Greg Hardy or something? Or am I making that up?
No, he fought thought it was like a comedian or something.
Carrot
or
Top?
A poker player or something like that. The guy was not a real fighter.
Poker player.
No.
A poker player.
Greg Hardy would have murdered him.
Fought Chris Moneymaker.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Why are we talking about this? Nate Robinson, is he still 5'3"?
He did not gain height.
Okay.
So it's.
Is this. Shit, what was that? The celebrity boxing thing they did a while back? Where like Screech fought. who was it? I forget. That was.
So I'm looking this up.
Yeah.
And on January 31st of this year, Jake Paul defeated his opponent and fellow YouTuber on Eason Gibb in just 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yeah, a YouTuber.
Fresh off the win, fans are already itching for him to take on KSI.
Are they going to give him the rematch? They're not talking about rematch?
I don't think so.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. You got to give him a shot.
Was there, like, bad blood between those two? I thought that's how, like, all this shit started. Like, they were talking.
Why are we talking about this?
That's why.
YouTube bad blood.
But, you know, if people want to see, you know, real celebrities do it. That's the.
Yeah.
You always had the thing with, you know, especially, like, rap beefs, you know. You want to be able to see people settle their scores one way. And fucking Americans love people punching the shit out of each other.
I want to see Kanye West fight himself. Because he's bipolar, right? And so I want to see his different personalities fight themselves. That's what I want to see. Him just yelling in one corner and then all of a sudden like turning around and yelling at the other corner.
They could just be yelling at other people.
Yeah.
No, that fight's going to be a shit show, both of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I am interested in it in the same way that I was interested in Mayweather-McGregor. In that I'm not really. like it's a fun idea on paper, but I'm not going to pay money to watch it.
Speaking of things no one's interested in.
Yeah.
90 seconds, Portland Timbers talk, go.
So they just got a draw 2-2, right? So they won
sure.
their group.
Sure.
I think they won their group.
That sounds great.
Yeah. The only reason I know that is because I just got it. The ESPN app just told me about it. Obobese, 81st minute, goal to score it, to tie it at 2 against LAFC.
PTFC.
You're going to do that for the rest of the – you were doing 2 minutes, right?
PT.
Like minute and a half. Let's go. Yeah.
FC.
I know the Thorns lost, so the Thorns are out.
Oh, talk about a prickly situation.
Ooh.
Oh, that's T-ball, son. All right, let's get to lists. So
I rose to the occasion on that one.
Ooh.
The list comes.
Okay, I'm gonna. Those were bad Thorns jokes. I'm gonna backpedal on those.
All right, you did have another one. Nice. Well played.
Should I go? All right.
I'm not stopping you.
our list this week comes from a listener, Sam Ramirez at SRAM541 on Twitter. Our top five least favorite University of Oregon athletic moments. So we, five sounds too much like work. So we're going to do three. How does that, I mean, yeah. Do you have five? Do you guys have five?
We'll just cut it to three.
I mean, if you have
five. I mean, I have five, but.
You do? Do you ski?
Yeah, I don't like two of them. I just kind of went with the three I liked.
Okay, let's do three then. I'm the same way. I made like a list of five, but I'm not really super into a couple of them. All right, who's going to start?
I'll start.
Okay, go.
2007, Tucson. Snap.
Yeah.
Dennis Dixon.
Yeah. No brainer.
Yeah, Heisman, poof.
Yeah.
Probably would have been the one time ever Oregon could actually beat Ohio State because they had, like, Todd Beckman as their quarterback in the national championship. Instead, we got to play South Florida in El Paso.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my number three.
My number three also comes from that year. It is the loss to Cal. Cameron Colvin fumbled through the end zone. I remember being at that game. I was a student at the time. Being at that game in the student section, right down the fucking goal line. And Cam Colvin on the other side of the field reaches for the end zone. I see it happen right away. Everybody around me is like, yeah, touchdown! Oh! And I'm like, oh, fuck. That's it. Like, it's over. Or like, Oregon's going to lose. He just fumbled that through the end zone. That's it. And sure enough, they look at the replay, and that was it.
It was a great play by Colvin, though. It was like one of his like shining moments, but also like one of the worst moments same time.
Yep. That season was fun. We're by the way, right. teaser for the trivia coming up. So all right, what you got to me?
My number three is the 2015 second half of the Alamo Bowl.
Mm. Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
On top of, you know, the blowing the lead, just the amount of bad snaps, just it rivals, you know, just probably the most unwatchable sporting event I've ever watched.
How do we view Jake Hansen?
Harper, and that was close.
How do we view Jake Hansen in the history of Oregon centers? Is he pretty high?
I mean,
it's a weird question. I get it, but it's leading somewhere because he was sitting on the bench redshirting. And could have gone in to snap those footballs. That game sucked.
Oh, that was so brutal.
I don't think there's any way around it.
I don't exactly remember what the score was. Maybe it was like 31-10 in the third. But I remember Charles Nelson fumbled a kick return.
Mm-hmm.
And TCU got it. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. That's, we know,
I already know how this is going. Yeah. I've seen this. Okay, great.
It was like,
and then when TCU scored the touchdown, I was like, oh, yeah, it's over.
You see it coming in increments there.
Yeah.
Like, all right, 31-10. All right, we've still got a 3-touchdown lead. We could just run this out almost. Then, turnover, touchdown. And you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Just the build up to that.
This thing usually happens against Stanford. Okay. Yeah. But we know we've seen this formula before. Okay. I guess it's just going to happen against TCU. Another conference gets their shot. Mm-hmm. Fun.
All right. My number two was 4th and 6, 2012, deep into November. Chip Kelly trots out Alejandro Maldonado with a 14-7 lead against Stanford in a game where neither offense could do anything. And all they need is a 42-yard field goal to effectively seal the game. And he missed. And he missed again later, too.
Yeah, he did.
Oregon lost. And instead of getting to see Oregon kick the shit out of Notre Dame in the national championship, Alabama got gifted it again.
That was one of the ones I had on my bubble there with Maldonado.
I just put it on there because I was at the game, and I just remember when he – it's like the Charles Nelson thing. When he missed it, I was like, well, Oregon is still up, and they're clearly playing good defense. But Stanford's going to score a fluke touchdown because their tight ends are all 7-2.
Also,
I was like, I don't trust Oregon at this point.
Also, that's not a touchdown. That's still not a touchdown. Zach Ertz, literally his shoulder landed out of bounds before anything else landed in bounds. That's not a touchdown.
When I think of that reversal from the booth, because it was incomplete on the field,
yeah,
and the booth reversed it.
It's still incomplete.
Can you imagine if that was late in November, 9-1 Alabama versus 8-2 LSU or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it would be talked about forever. But yeah, because it's Stanford and Oregon, wacky Pac-12, it kind of got forgot.
I think I remember in that game they reversed a play where Braylon Addison like caught a pass on the sideline. It's still one of the best catches I've ever seen a guy make, where he's horizontal. And he somehow catches the ball, gets his feet in, and they ruled it incomplete, and then looked at it on the replay and upheld it incomplete, even though he clearly has possession and has his foot inbound. He had 2 feet inbounds, and they fucking reversed it anyways. That game was not good. Not a good look for the fucking replay officials. But yeah, that was also in my considered list, because that also had the DeAnthony Thomas no block
play,
the Ertz touchdown. That was just a shit.
That whole game sucked.
You knew, again, it's another one of those games where you know how it's going to end.
Yep.
In the second quarter, you're like, oh, this is one of those games where Oregon's offense isn't going to do anything.
Yeah. So when he missed, of course, what's going to happen is Ertz is going to have a touchdown like that.
Inevitable, pretty much. Yeah. Yep.
But I will never forget, two rows in front of me was this old, like 70s-ish couple from Stanford.
Yeah.
And they were after the game because their quarterback, Jordan Williamson, I think, super sucked too.
Yeah.
And like the year before lost the Fiesta Bowl, I think, for him. And they were like, sorry.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you because we've been there, but hey, now it's your turn.
We really shouldn't have beat you guys today.
Pretty much,
shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
All right, my number two is Jordan Bell not getting rebounds.
That's my number one.
Yeah, Final Four.
Really? Yeah.
77-76 lost to North Carolina. I love Jordan Bell. He was like single-handedly the reason Oregon was in that game, and the fact that they were as close to North Carolina as they were. But get a fucking rebound, man. Like, ugh.
Especially, he had like 15 boards at the time, too.
Yeah. They missed four free throws in a row. Yeah. Like, get one. Ugh.
The crappy part about
then that you're game. Then you're playing Gonzaga in the national championship if you fucking win that game. Ugh.
But, like, the thing about that game that just kind of haunts me is if they get that last rebound with, like, I don't know, 2.1 seconds left, whatever it was, and they kick it out to Dylan Brooks, and he gets the ball, and you know he's got like 3 or 4 dribbles in him before he's got to shoot. You don't know if he's going to make it.
He's going to
make it. But you're pretty sure he's going to make it because he was having that year, and he was that guy. Yeah. He was going to make that shot.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. No. The picture of Bell after that game in his locker is still so sad.
Crying again.
I was blaming it all on himself.
I was like, dude, it's not your fault. Like, you were great. Also,
it was a little your fault.
Sort of your fault. All right. So all right. Who's up now? Because that was your number one, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah. So my number two, probably people's number one, fucking Dyer.
Yeah.
Dyer, he's fucking down.
I can see that.
Devastating. Yeah.
I don't consider the Natty losses on this list because, like, part of me thinks Oregon shouldn't be there. Like, Oregon doesn't belong in this game. And so they – okay. Let me walk that back a little bit. Oregon was really, 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 really good, and they should be in that game. But in the grand scheme of things, Oregon shouldn't be in national championship games for football. Like, what are we even talking about? And so the fact that they're there is kind of fucking insane to begin with. And so them not winning a national championship game is like, yeah. Uh-huh. It would be really cool if they did, but they're not going to win a fucking national championship. And if they do, all right, great. Best surprise ever. But
I mean, you kind of
I can't consider that a devastating loss.
But you kind of figured they would lose kind of like they did to Auburn, you know. Bullshit throw up, some terrible throw to a terrible player, somehow to come down with it. You know, we lose that way. Guy puts his fucking entire fucking arm on the ground. Yeah. People stop doing things. He scopes.
Feel free to tackle somebody, by the way, guys.
Zach Clark.
Feel free to tackle somebody. Jesus.
Well, I will. That's a nice segue, the national championship game.
Yeah.
So the college football playoff began in 2014-2015, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's been 6 years, 18 games, right? In the whole playoff.
Yeah.
Do you know who has the number one ranked playoff game by PFF or whatever the fuck it is?
Like the most watched?
No. They had the single highest grade college football playoff game as a single player since it started.
Gotcha.
It was Mariota.
Is
against
it?
Ohio State.
Against Ohio State?
Hey, listen, really? I don't make the numbers. I just saw it this the other day.
What about
so he has the single highest? Well, I think they take into effect who you're playing. I don't know. Analytics are dumb.
Kind of single-handedly killed Florida State.
Analytics are dumb. Just bear with
me. Little Jameis Winston asterisk in those numbers there.
He put up like 60.
I'm just saying. That whole fourth quarter against Ohio State
was
my number one because it wasn't just one play. It was just like 45 minutes of me watching and going, fuck. They're putting Marcus back out there because, of course, they are. Because it's lucky if they don't, even though he came out with a shoulder injury. And what are they going to do? They just keep rolling him to Bosa's side when Bosa knows he has to throw. And what is Bosa doing? Dropping his ass into the turf every single play.
Yeah, playing
and
like
then you got to see Marcus cry after the game. And that was just an hour of torture. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed.
Playing like an NFL Pro Bowler is what he was doing.
Yes, he was.
By the way, thanks for this fucking idea.
Yeah, right.
Really appreciate it. I'm feeling really good about myself right now.
I remember the next morning I woke up and I was like, I'm not going to read the register guard. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And I go to like a Dairy Mart. Well, of course, it's there. It's on the front, you know.
Yeah.
And on the front cover, they just show this big old picture of Marcus crying. And I'm like, really? I mean, like, I know it's journalism. Don't be impartial. Or be impartial, but there's a million pictures. Don't take the one where Marcus Mariota is bawling on the field. Like, goddamn.
You cut me deep, Shrek.
It really did.
And mine is the Arizona game, 2007. That's my number one. That sucked for a lot of reasons. It sucked mostly because, like, if he didn't run for that touchdown, it would have been different. Because he was clearly hobbling. Then he runs 40 yards on, like, one of the first plays of the game, scores a touchdown up the middle, and you're like, oh, shit! He's, like, not actually hurt! Like, we got a shot, boys! Let's go! And then he throws that ball, like, I think it was, like, Derek Jones or something. It went off his chest into the air, and it got picked off. And then Arizona scored, tied the game. And then you're like, okay, but Dennis is still cool. And then, boom, cut right, done. Brady Leaf goes in. All hope leaves Eugene, Oregon. The rest of the season, good God. Hey, let's transition.
I will say my other honorable mention one was you sent us that video of Burmeister throwing that football.
Yeah.
And I was gonna have it in there out of just sheer embarrassment for University of Oregon.
Such a good throw.
I love the timing of it, too, because that clip of Tebow has been circulating from practice this week.
It's so good.
The biggest duck in the history of Earth. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, let's transition to trivia because we've been doing a podcast for way too fucking long. It is, of course, 2007 Oregon football trivia because we're not depressed enough after our lists. All right. So, King, did you take the lead last week or are we tied, like, overall? I think it might be 3-3.
I think it's 3-3.
I should go back, but I think that's what it is.
I'm pretty sure it's 3-3 because I was down 0-3.
Yeah. And then the Wade Boggs fiasco. By the way, if you haven't heard the Wade Boggs fiasco, please do go back, listen to it, and then comment to Ski on Twitter.
This is going to be a rough one because, like, early 2000s to mid to late 2000s, Duck Games, it wasn't really sober for many of them. So what's stuck in my memory is not the greatest.
See, I should win these because I didn't have kids until after that, so I was more sober for those than I am for the ones now.
all right, so King, you won last week, so you get to start this week.
Okay, let's do it.
Question number one. Oregon beat Houston 45-27 in the opener. The game is known for the mascot fight, in which the Duck essentially teabagged the Cougar. Dennis Dixon broke Tony Graziani's quarterback rushing record in that game with 141 yards that included that 80-yard touchdown run. Which offensive mastermind was in his last year as the head coach of Houston?
Kevin Sumlin?
Ooh, no, sir. Close, though. All right, Ski, here are your options. Kevin Sumlin is one of them.
Ooh,
the others are Art Briles or Tom Herman.
This is 07.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fucking rest in hell, Art Briles.
Ah, it is Art Briles. Damn
that
it.
Is correct. Art Briles in his last year as Houston head coach before going on to Baylor. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think it's
correct.
No, I know you're right. Okay. Yeah.
That game was a shit show altogether. I remember being in the stands for that one. I believe it was 110 degrees or something like that for that game.
It was like Labor Day weekend or something.
That was a miserable football game to be in the stands for.
What I do remember about that game was Dixon bouncing the first couple passes and the stadium groaning because 06 was so bad.
So bad, yep.
Go back with the Braves, Dennis, you fucking Bush League minor leaguer.
All right, Ski. The Michigan game, obviously one of legend. 39-7 the final. Could have been 1,000,000-7. But they pulled the starters in the third quarter in that game. Mike Hart guaranteed a recovery after the game, which they actually held up to. Chad Henne only finished with 172 yards in the game. But which future Giants Super Bowl-winning wide receiver caught 117 of those yards?
Let's see. Which Giants Super Bowl is it going to be?
I love it. I was having fun with this one. I knew these were going to be challenging. Michigan wide receiver went on to win a Super Bowl with the Giants.
That's weird. Like, whenever they get to the NFL, you kind of forget a lot of guys where they played at.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing then. I'm trying. Yeah.
Give me a guess.
I'm not going to give you a guess.
Okay. Not even Victor Cruz?
I'm not even going to go Victor Cruz.
Come on, man. All right, who you got, King? We have Jason Avant, Steve Breston, Mario Manningham.
Oh, God. Mario Manningham?
That is correct.
Yeah.
117 yards.
Jesus, Manningham. All right.
Yep.
On the top of my head, I was going to say Amani Toomer. But I feel like Amani Toomer played in that, like, 2001 Super Bowl against the Ravens. He was playing in Rose Bowls with Michigan against, like, Don James and the Huskies.
Yes, he was. All right, King. Oregon crushed Stanford that season, 55-31. Could have been a lot worse again. Who was the head coach of Stanford?
James Harbaugh.
That's correct. All right, Ski. How many times did College Game Day go to Eugene that season?
I mean, it's got to be a trick question here. Trick trying to give him the easy Harbaugh one.
King's face says he knows this answer.
Oh, I don't, but I, okay. I have
a... I'm going to say, because you're trying to fuck, I'm going to say two.
That is correct. Well done.
Can you name the
two? I cannot name them.
I can name the two.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Cal, yep. And ASU.
And ASU, yep. I remember the ASU game vividly because it had the – that was one of the first times I ever saw the camera that was like above the field.
Yeah, the sky cam. Yeah,
that was really cool. All right. So let's see. King, this is you, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. The Cal game is another one that will live in infamy for Oregon fans. I mentioned it earlier. Cam Colvin fumbled through the end zone play that would have helped Oregon send the game to overtime. Instead, they lose 31-24. Which wide receiver destroyed Oregon in that game? 11 catches, 161 yards, 2 touchdowns.
The blood, Deshaun, the anti-Semitic blood, Deshaun Jackson.
He's in the news recently.
Yes. He really torched him.
Yeah, he made Jairus Byrd look really, really bad in that game.
Who was a good NFL player?
Yeah, Deshaun Jackson is a pretty good wide receiver, turns out.
And Jairus Byrd.
Yeah, and Jairus Byrd, too. All right, Ski. That season featured one of Oregon's best and biggest wins in Husky Stadium, 55-34. Dixon was a yard away from giving Oregon 3 100-yard rushers. Along with Jonathan Stewart, who finished with 251 yards, and this guy. Who was the other running back to run for 100 yards against the Huskies?
I think I might know.
Was it J.J. Jeremiah Johnson?
That is incorrect. Nope. Because Jeremiah Johnson was injured earlier in the season against Washington State. Tore his ACL. The same game, Cam Colvin broke his ankle.
Yeah.
Yep. That game sucked, by the way. Oregon won by a billion points.
And everyone died.
And everyone died. Yep. All right. Let's see. So the options, King, Jeremiah Johnson, Remine Alston or Andre Crenshaw?
Andre Crenshaw.
That is correct. Big Dre. All right. King, this is you, right? Yes. So you lead 4-2.
Ooh.
That sounds
ooh, the yeah. Clamps, the clamps on Ski. Ooh, ooh, the walls are closing.
You can close it out this one.
Ooh.
Let's see. Dennis Dixon obviously led Oregon in passing yards despite tearing his ACL against ASU, actually, then blowing it into oblivion 2 weeks later against Arizona. But who finished second in passing yards that season for the Ducks?
Justin Reaper Roper.
That's correct!
Because of like the Sun Bowl and the Civil War.
That's a tough one, because a lot of people think Reaper Roper. Leave. Yeah, it's fucking Justin Roper.
I really only know that, I think, because Ski gave him the nickname, like Slim Reaper Roper.
Slim Reaper Roper?
Yeah.
All right, that's another win for King. That's 4 in a row. Like, it's not even a comeback. It's you're running away with it at this point.
That's what happens when you get out of fucking movies.
That's true. I got to make it fair and go back to movies again. pretty sure he won a movies trivia too. So, all right, let's go through the rest of them just because I have them. First one to answer gets bonus points. That's not true. You don't get bonus points. The USC win at home, going against 11 NFL defenders on the other side. Oregon won 24-17. Matt Harper got 2 picks to seal the deal. Which QB did he intercept to close it out?
Mark Sanchez.
The Sanchez. Who led Oregon in receiving yards that year?
Jason Williams.
Jason Williams. 55 catches, 844 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 30 drops. That might actually be a nice number, the 30 drops. Who led Oregon in tackles?
Brett Haverly.
Chung?
Patrick Chung. That's right. God. Good call. He had 117 tackles, by the way.
Jesus.
You know who was
Where were these fucking questions earlier? Jesus.
You know who was second? Walter Thurmond. Thurmond had 103 tackles that year.
So very clearly the front seven wasn't very good.
Well, they had the D-boys, man. What are you going to do? TJ Ward, WT3, Pat Chung, Bird. NFL players all over the place. Let's see. Who started at quarterback in the Civil War for the Ducks?
Roper.
Incorrect.
Brady.
Cody Kemp.
It was actually Kemp? Cody Kemp.
Cody Kemp.
Oh. Yeah, and then he sucked, and then Roper went in. Who was South Florida's head coach in the Sun Bowl?
Jim Leavitt.
Yeah, Jim Leavitt. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, that's all the questions.
Was that like his only – that was like one of his only good seasons there, right?
That was his big one.
Well, he like built that program from scratch. Like they didn't exist, and then he was their first ever head coach, and so he actually turned them into something. And that was kind of one of their. That was one of their. Remember they had like George Selvey or
George
whatever?
Selvey. Yeah, he's the 1 year wonder.
Yeah, and they had that was like their big year, and then they get the fucking curb stomped by Oregon in the Sun Bowl. That was a fun game to watch, by the way. As much as we were talking about sad Oregon games to watch, that Sun Bowl was fucking fun.
I didn't watch it.
Remember the Vegas Bowl where, like, Oregon scored on their first two plays of the Vegas Bowl?
It's like Air Force.
Pat Johnson and Saladin McCullough or something like that.
Yep, Ducks hate the troops.
Yeah. Yeah. We should get that on a T-shirt.
I mean, you know, get out of here, feds. I mean, it kind of works even today. We still hate the troops.
Mm-hmm. Antifa Ducks.
Yeah.
Put the O on that and get sued real quick.
Yeah. Real quick.
Real quick. Cease and desist like a motherfucker. All right. You guys got anything else you want to talk about before we go? I think we should probably go because it's really fucking late when we're recording this right now. So, hey, how'd baseball turn out?
Dodgers won. Of course. Handily. 8-1, I think it ended it.
That seems about right. So they're on their way. Dodgers World Series title in the Asterix season.
I didn't know if King was going to try to. He's, ever since he started singing, just been fucking winning trivia weeks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love L.A. We love it. Dodgers, L.A., you know. Randy Newman.
I wish I could live and die in L.A. after hearing you sing that.
I love L.A.
I'm going to hit the stop button now.
We love it. do you know any other words to that song?
No. I don't even know what song you're singing, to be completely
Randy
honest.
Newman. Yeah, Randy Newman. I'm you don't know I Love L.A.? Or We Love L.A.?
Who?
Randy Newman. He also sings.
By the way, that's the opening music league for this podcast this week, too.
You better use the Major League one.
Yeah, along the Cuyahoga River.
Yeah.
Exactly. Man, talk about full circle. It doesn't get much better than that.
Cleveland City of Lights.
All right, let's go. Later, guys.
We love it.